Most offices have an unspoken etiquette around how to eat in shared spaces, but what happens when a colleague grossly misinterprets those rules? And I mean, like, very, very gross. That's when we ask Auntie. And helping us whet our appetites, columnist Robert Skinner, the author of I'd Rather Not, and comedian, writer, actor, producer Irvi Majumdar, whose TV pilot Irvi Went to an All-Girls School is up on iView now. Go watch it.
Thank you. Hey.
Not right now, though, but later. Okay, aunties. Today's letter is all about what happens when people have different standards when it comes to eating in a shared space. Robert, I understand you've lived in multiple share houses over the years. Have you ever come across gross misinterpretation or differing interpretations of how to eat in shared spaces that was unique?
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a housemate who was a big porridge eater. And one time she was away and we couldn't find any bowls. So we had to sort of like bust into her room. And there were like the whole room was covered with bowls of sort of half or quarter eaten porridge.
Like a horror movie, but porridge.
Yeah. And then at some point they'd started to grow mold, which she obviously recognised as a problem. But instead of moving out of the room, she just covered each one in Glad wrap.
Okay. That's very interesting. That write us a letter, Robert. Tell us about how that went. Irvi, what about you? Different interpretations of eating in shared spaces. How's that gone for you?
I feel like it's gone okay. I feel like sometimes I'm the culprit. I'm not saying I'm doing porridge stuff, but I feel like I've been extra sensitive to it in the past because my family's Indian, so, you know, I have curries and I do love eating. I love a soup for breakfast. And I think the only time I've done that wrong is when I brought it into a really hot room and someone was like, so now we have 10 people in this hot room plus a hot soup. So after that, I was more careful.
Yeah, look, absolutely. This idea, you know, people of color, ethnic kids, you know, having the people shame them for their lunch is a conversation, a situation that many of us can relate to. Super breakfast, that's okay. I have been known to eat. I love a savory. I will never eat porridge for breakfast if I can help it. I detest porridge, but I will eat leftover savory pasta.
Yes.
For breakfast. Yeah. And I'm proud to say that on Radio National. Okay, so let's talk about our letter writer, Jasmine, what she's struggling with. And part one of her letter is, a new staff member recently started at our office, was assigned to the desk next to mine. At first, she seemed lovely, so I was looking forward to having a new long-term desk buddy. However, pretty quickly, I started noticing an escalating range of odd and frankly gross food habits. The first thing I noticed was the way my colleague eats her banana. Instead of eating it the quote normal way, the stem at the top, I guess, she'd first remove the peel with her long fake nails, leave it in the space between our desks, and then eat it.
Okay.
Then she started bringing in a boiled egg for her morning snack. She'd crack it on the desk, peel the shell, and leave it on top of the banana peel for most of the day. I have a particular ick factor about eggs, so I thought I might be being overly sensitive, so I let it slide. Okay, let's pause and check in with the aunties. Irvi, what are your thoughts on what Jasmine sees as her new colleague's habits, the banana peel apparently left out and the shell on the desk?
Yeah, I think that's really rude. I feel like I just had a banana outside and I, because it's a little bit brown, I walked a further distance and then I ate it there.
Oh my goodness.
And I feel like that, I just didn't even connect that we were talking about this now. So I feel like it's rude. That's not a normal behavior.
An immediate case study of how a polite person eats
an angel.
Except I was sitting next to Irvi and I was sort of disappointed that she walked off. Because one, I was deprived of her company and also, you know, the chance of a bite at a banana.
So. Okay, next time. Yeah. Robert, though, what do you think about this desk buddy's behaviour so far?
Well, I don't think it's that weird a way to eat a banana. I mean, if she ate the skin and left the rest of it, that would be weird.
Okay. Okay.
But leaving it between the desk, like, that's gross.
Just letting it take the air before eating it.
Yeah, the air's a problem. I used to have, my mum used to make me delicious, like, sort of goulash sandwiches on Turkish bread.
Oh.
She's German.
Yeah.
Which I think would be delicious served up straight, but once they've been in your school bag,
a bit soggy
for half the day, then smelly, you know, just emanate.
Yeah.
And I guess that's a problem with bananas and eggs, right?
Mm. Okay. That's very interesting. Let's move on to part two of Jasmine's saga. Each Friday, says Jasmine, we have a special weekly team lunch. There are six of us now that my new colleague has joined the group. It's an important time to connect with everyone on the team. Last week, this new colleague brought shell pasta. What she didn't bring was a fork. Instead, she used the aforementioned fake nails to stab each shell. She then proceeded to pull each shell off the nail with her teeth. Oh boy, aunties, please come in. Tell me what you thought, Robert. You seem like quite a tolerant person, very open, non-judgmental. What about this situation? What's your read of the fake nails stabbing the pasta shell?
Well, you know, times are tough. Forks cost money. I kind of admire the resourcefulness.
Okay.
Like, it wouldn't be very, it would be...
If you were sitting across from a person who was doing this, how would you feel about being in that presence while you yourself are trying to eat your lunch?
I don't know. It sounds half gross and a half kind of hot.
Yeah.
Financially, it would be crazy if she was paying for fake nails in order to eat the pasta.
Interesting. Yeah, because that's expensive.
I'd be like, well, probably just buy a fork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Irvy, how's this landing with you?
Yeah, I think it's psycho. I feel like that's so weird to do. I just feel like I think I'd be disturbed. But it's the kind of thing that if you are a writer or something, I'd take notes and just put that in a book or like a joke somewhere. But it's not normal.
What do you think if we could put ourselves not in the mind of Jasmine? We know how she feels, but from the perspective of the person with the long nails, like, what do you think is happening with that choice, Robert?
Well, I don't know. I guess you look for something to pick them up with and you look down at your own hands and there they are. They're perfect.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, look, Indian people eat with their hands,
yes,
right? So from that lens, how's that landing?
It is really interesting. I was thinking about this. So I feel like, okay, one, if I'm in the mind of that person, I think she's doing it for attention or maybe like COVID's just kind of like, we're a bit weird after COVID.
Yeah.
But in India, we do eat with our hands, but there's like a whole different etiquette. Like you can't have, my parents hate long nails and it's like, they even like with nail polish, it's hard. And you can't get any food in the palm of your hand. It has to be with your fingers. So like when little kids learn to eat, they like their mums will usually like roll it into balls for them. So there's like a whole process.
There's a whole skill. There's a whole art to it. Yeah. 100%. Okay.
So it's not a that's not a lack of etiquette. That's just a different.
It's a whole different.
My parents would, if I was eating with my nails like that, they would absolutely tell me off at home. Yeah.
Okay. We're not finished yet with Jasmine. So let's continue. Jasmine says, when I saw my colleague eating like this, it nearly made me puke in my mouth. Not to mention that at the end of lunch, she wiped her bowl with a napkin and put it back on her desk for the next time sans washing. I'm assuming next to the banana peel and the eggshell. I don't think I can keep going to these lunches if I'm going to have to watch the way this woman eats, not to mention the eggshells and banana peels. How should I address it? Okay. Aunties, Jasmine is repulsed, not just because of the fingernail situation, but also not washing the bowl. Robert, you were sort of turned on by the situation.
Like, I don't know. It kind of sounds like she's camping. Like maybe she's not planning on staying in the job very long.
Okay. So don't worry about the situation that may not last.
I mean, I haven't worked in an office before. I've only recently begun working indoors.
Group lunches, not really a thing you're super familiar with.
Yeah. But I remember one time asking a friend about a different. Actually, it was the same housemate.
The porridge one.
Yeah. And so two of my other housemates were quite keen on sort of like having an intervention and talking to her. And my friend said, you've got two options. You can either just kick her out or do her dishes. It's like, it's throwing good money after bad, trying to get people to change.
Are you suggesting that Jasmine just wash the bowl for her, supply a fork?
Maybe.
Irvy, how do you feel about
I know.
Addressing the situation.
It's a tricky one because it's not something that you can just, I don't think it's that appropriate to just like full on tell her out, to like call her out. But if it was me personally, I'd just do like passive aggressive things. Like I would hand her a fork when she was eating with her nails and just be like, oh, did you want to use this instead? I think that's like a kind of low key way to address it.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Does it depend slightly on whether Jasmine's objections are practical or moral?
Okay, expand in the 30 seconds, 40 seconds that we have.
Well, if it's a moral objection, then, you know, that's a much more bitter pill to swallow. But if she thinks it could be solved just with a fork and a wet cloth, then, you know, she could presumably pony them up herself.
I do think actually the dishwashing is something you can directly say, because that can just be like, do you mind just not leaving the stuff on my desk, which is a shared space in an office.
Yeah. Really interesting how they are such different styles to what constitutes being acceptable in the lunch. I mean, I think what Jasmine is worried about, if I can read between the lines, is she's kind of on the line about whether she should continue going to these lunches, because she is both repulsed and uncomfortable. What do you think about that option of actually exiting herself?
I personally wouldn't do that, just because I imagine there's like other people there and you want to be like included in the group still. But I do, I would either, this is immature, but you could even like start a union with the other people and gang up. Which is,
I mean, that is a danger, something. Right? Like if you are in a group situation, you might notice it, but talking to somebody else in the group could result in a kind of unhealthy dynamic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Jasmine wants a different job entirely.
Oh, okay. So maybe the solution is that Jasmine, no, come on. Jasmine's asks for help. I don't know if we should suggest that Jasmine should look for another job.
I don't think she should let that woman win. I feel like she should address it in small ways, be passive aggressive, and then I think the problem will resolve.
Fantastic. Be passive aggressive. Always good advice. Thank you so much to our aunties, Robert Skinner, a columnist and author of I'd Rather Not, and comedian and writer Irvi Majumdar.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.